This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's largest utility marked the start of the UN Climate Summit by pledging to make its natural gas operations carbon neutral by 2050. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Xcel Energy had already pledged to generate carbon-free electricity by 2050. Now it plans to do the same for its natural gas business, which it says would make it net zero, meaning its greenhouse gas emissions are balanced by programs that remove carbon from the atmosphere. The company says it will move faster to reduce methane emissions and buy natural gas only from suppliers with certified low emissions. It also plans to offer new programs to encourage customers to use electric appliances and low-carbon gases like hydrogen. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says he expects Colorado will need to take more emergency steps to deal with limited hospital capacity due to an elevated level of COVID-19 patients. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Polis says unless there's a reversal of trends in the next few days, the state will request a FEMA medical surge team from the federal government. And he says the state could also activate crisis standards to triage patient care. He says the trouble is driven by the 80% of coronavirus patients who are unvaccinated.
You know, we'd have maybe 100, 200, 300 people in our hospitals instead of 1,200 people in our hospitals, which strains our capacity.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are as high as they've been in nearly a year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more at cpr.org. Denver is at 40 degrees, and that is a high for today. No snow is predicted for later this afternoon or tonight, but there is rain forecasted. Colorado Springs, meanwhile, is at 41. That is also the high in the city for today. And snow is predicted in Colorado Springs this evening. There's a 60% chance, though it shouldn't be much.